Leading the news this morning, Treasurer Wayne Swan will outline billions of dollars in spending cuts when he hands down his budget update today. The updated figures are expected to show a $20 billion black hole in government revenues. The government will need to make deep spending cuts to deliver its promised budget surplus next financial year. In other news, Egyptians have begun voting in the first parliamentary election since President Hosni Mubarak was toppled in February. Millions of people have queued at polling booths around the country. Officials say despite some minor hiccups, the elections have been proceeding smoothly. Melbourne police have found a burnt-out car they believe belongs to a gunman who shot and wounded a man in inner-city Brunswick late yesterday. The man, who's believed to be a senior member of the outlaw motorcycle gang, was shot several times in the chest outside a gym. He remains in a serious condition in hospital. Police are still searching for that gunman. The flood threat is beginning to ease in northern New South Wales. Floodwaters are receding, but more than 2,000 people remain isolated. Helicopters are continuing to drop food and other essential supplies to properties cut off by the floods. More rain is forecast for the area tomorrow. And Iraqi officials say a suspected suicide car bomber has killed 11 people outside a prison near Baghdad. They say at least 15 people have been injured in the attack in the town of Taji. Security guards, prison staff and police officers were among the casualties.